This audio is brought to you by muslimcentral.com.
Salatu wassalam ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. There we go. This is Riyad Razazi. Welcome you to our tafsir bits. This is session number 16. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be with Surat At-Tawbah. Surat At-Tawbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. I'm just going to give maybe a minute for more people to join so that we can start. Wa alaikum assalam. How's everybody doing? I hope you guys are doing great today, inshallah. Saturday. It's a warm day today in Toronto, GTA. Quite warm here today. We had a very beautiful day. Sun is out. People are out. You know, they're just gardening, jogging, running, skating, biking. People are tired. I can't blame them. I cannot blame them. Yeah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allahumma lakal hamd. All right. So, brothers and sisters. I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, so I've got Instagram here and I've got Facebook here. This is our Tafsir Bites. This is session number 16. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be with Surat At-Tawbah. Surat At-Tawbah. So if you have those notebooks that you keep notes on, but please maybe you can take your, pull them out, get a pen handy as well, because I'm going to be sharing with you a lot of information about Surat At-Tawbah. Surat At-Tawbah is the only surah that does not start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ajib, right? It's a surah in the Quran that does not start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It goes straight into Bara'atum min Allah wa Rasulih. Bara'atum min Allah. And this is why it's called Bara'a or innocence. Or you may say to disavow, you know. So the Surah At-Tawbah, its number is number 9. It's number 9. And it has 120 ayah, 120 verses. And it's in Juz 10 and 11. Juz 10 and 11. It's called Surah At-Tawbah. It is actually a Madani Surah as well. A Madani Surah, just like Surah Al-Anfal, is a Madani Surah. And Surah At-Tawbah, right after Surah Al-Anfal, is a Madani Surah. And except few verses that were revealed in Mecca. But the majority of the Surah is Madani Surah. It's called Surah At-Tawbah. It's called Bara'a. It's called Al-Fadiha. Al-Fadiha. Al-Fadiha means it is the surah that exposes the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. It's called the Tawbah because it talks a lot about Tawbah. It talks about not repentance. And then it's called Bara'a. And Bara'a is like you are disavowing certain acts or certain people or certain people's acts. Like an innocence. Bari is like somebody who's innocent. So these are the names of Surat Al-Tawbah. It's called also Al-Fadiha. Al-Fadiha means it's the surah that unmasked those hypocrites. It revealed, you know, and exposed them. Al-Fadiha. Right. Surat At-Tawbah, it is considered to be from Al-Mi'in. Some said it is from Sab' al-Tiwal, from those seven long ones. But also some said it is from Al-Mi'in. Al-Mi'in, those surahs that are 100 more or less verses. Right? 100 or more or less verses. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu arda used to say ta'allamu surat bara'a wa'allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur. This is not a hadith elevated to the Prophet Muhammad. This is a hadith, this is a saying of Umar ibn Khattab. He used to say learn surat bara'a, meaning surat at-tawbah. and teach your women Surat An-Nur. He used to say, teach your women Surat An-Nur. Surat At-Tawbah, my brothers and sisters, its number, you know, as I said, it's in the Mus'haf is number 9. But in terms of revelations, because we have 114 surahs, Surat At-Tawbah is number 113, 113. So subhanAllah, if we have 114 surahs, Surat At-Tawbah is 113. That means is the one before last, right? Is the one before last. The surah before the last one, yani. Right after Surat Al-Fath. And it is, you know, the very last surah to be revealed before, when the 114 surah. So it is very, very late surah. That's why we said it's a surah, it's a Madani surah. And the Asbab al-Nuzul, what are the reasons why the surah was revealed? There are about 15 reasons why the surah was revealed. The surah was revealed, it has 15 reasons. Some of them are related to the Battle of Tabuk, the Ghazwat Tabuk, and some are related with the Munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Some verses are pertinent to the Battle of Tabuk, some verses are pertinent to the Munafiqeen or the hypocrites, and there's some verses pertinent to the Ahkam, rulings, and tarbiyah as well, you know, tarbiyah of the Sahaba and the believers. And there's also one reason pertinent to the Arab, the Bedouins, at the time of the Prophet Muhammad. And there's also one reason pertinent to the Yahud, one reason that is related to the Jews, and also altogether 15 reasons why the surah was revealed. And the surah, the introduction of the surah, remember when we said we have 10 introductions, 10 different introductions? The surah here, Surah At-Tawbah, it starts with matla' khabari. What's matla' khabari? It's a statement. It starts with a statement. Bara'atun min Allah. You know, like some sort of information. Bara'atun, it's a statement. Allah Azza wa Jal disavows, or the declaration, exactly, a declaration or a statement, you know, disavowing. Disavowing the hypocrites and the mushrikeen and those atheists. Disavow, you know, the atheist, but bara'a from the atheist. The mawdu' of the surah, my brothers and sisters, the mawdu' or the topic of Surah At-Tawbah altogether is about like three sections. Talat aqsam. The surah is split into three main sections. The first section talks about al-jihad, struggle. A lot of the surah, in fact, a lot of it deals with, you know, also it's called Tawbah, but a lot of it talks about al-jihad and declaration of, you know, of a struggle for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second talks about the march towards the cause of Allah. So the first section talks about introduction to jihad. The second section talks about the march towards the cause of Allah. The first section talks about the introduction of the struggle, and the second section talks about the march towards the cause of Allah, and the third section talks about the continuation of struggling towards the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So section number one starts from verse number one to verse number 37. Verse number one to verse number 37. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, starts with a declaration or a statement, you know, disavowing al-mushrikeen. وَأَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرَسُولُهُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has decreed, and his prophet, إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ, the day of Al-Hajj Al-Akbar. So this surah was revealed in the Yawm Al-Hajj, the last, when the Prophet ﷺ in his final Hajj. Well, the final, yani the one and only Hajj, when he did, alayhi salatu wasalam, Yawm Al-Hajj Al-Akbar. And Al-Hajj Al-Akbar are, you know, the days of Hajj, the main days of Hajj, the tenth, you know, which is the tenth, the day of Eid, and then you have the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So these days are called Al-Hajj Al-Akbar, the greatest Hajj. Why greatest Hajj? Because the majority of the A'mal are done during those days, especially on the 10th of the Hijjah. especially on the 10th of the Hijjah, the majority of the rituals are done on the 10th of the Hijjah. You have the throwing the pebbles, you have the shaving, you have the slaughtering, you have the tawaf, al-ifada, right? The removing of the clothes and then putting your clothes on. So, you know, so these are all the, you know, the majority of the rituals are done on that particular day. So it's called Al-Hajr Al-Akbar. In that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is bari, Allah disavows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disavows al-mushrikeena wa rasuluh. Those atheists and his Prophet also disavows their, you know, those atheists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about عمارة المسجد الحرام. الله عز وجل in the same section he elevates the status and the rank of the those who struggle in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says الذين آمنوا وهاجروا في سبيل الله الذين آمنوا وهاجروا في سبيل وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله وأولئك هم الفائزون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regard to those who believed and those who migrated and those who struggle in his cause في سبيل الله with their wealth and with their souls. The struggle of towards in the cause of Allah with the wealth and with the souls. أَعْضَمُ دَرْجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They have a greater rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those are indeed the successful ones. الفائزون. The winners. The winners. Right? So this also is mentioned in the first section of Surah Al-Tawbah. And then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, in the same section, بَرَاءَةٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And بَرَاءَة, you know what's bara'ah? Disavowing anybody who commits shirk, including the parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tattakhidhu abna'akum wa ikhwanakum awliya'a in istahabbu al-kufra 'ala al-iman. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tattakhidhu abna'akum وَأَخْوَانَكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنِ اسْتَحَبُّوا الْكُفْرَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. O you who believe, do not regard your parents and your brothers. And your brothers, أَوْلِيَاء, you know, أَوْلِيَاء meaning, make them your wali, make them your partners. If they choose kufr over iman, Allahu Akbar. So even a parent, even a loved one, if they choose kufr versus iman, you disavow their actions. You disavow their actions. This happened in the Sahaba as well, in the Battle of Badr, in the Battle of Uhud, in, you know, other battles. Some of them had to fight their own parents, or some of the parents had to fight their own children. Subhanallah, right? So Allah Azza wa Jalla here makes it very clear. Anybody, even from your loved ones who accept, you know, kufr versus iman, you disavow their actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the same section when he says قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, if your fathers, if your children, if your brothers and sisters, if your azwajukum, your spouses, ashiratukum, your tribes, amwalun iqtaraftumuha, a wealth which you have accumulated, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, a business, a commerce which you fear decline, وَمَسَاكِنَ تَرْضَوْنَهَا, and properties which you are delight, you know, in having, more beloved to you than Allah and His Prophet, and striving in the cause of Allah, فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Wait about the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal to be afflicted upon you. يعني, the love of Allah and His Prophet and striving in His cause comes before anything else. This is why I said Surah At-Tawbah talks a lot about, you know, striving in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also in the same section, in Surah At-Tawbah, in the same section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the sacred months. He talks about the sacred months. How many sacred months do we have? I'm asking you now questions. This is this is called Tafsir Bites. So this is a very special course for those who are very, you know, special, that are, you know, this is different than the homemade happiness or the end of time. This is purely ilm course. This is a purely ilm course for only those who really want to take notes and, you know, go into ilm. So as you can see, my style is very different than the style of homemade happiness or the end of time, right? Because this is purely ilm. So how many months do we, like sacred months do we have? Four. What are those 4 months? What are those sacred months? Because there are 12 months. And Allah Azza wa Jalla in this surah, He defines those sacred months. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا مِنْهَا يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةُ الْحُرُمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created, that 12, the day when He created the heavens and earth, amongst them, 4 are sacred. What are the 4 sacred months? Is Ramadan a sacred month? What are the 4 sacred months, brothers and sisters? Muharram, Ramadan, Rajab, Dhul Hijjah, MashaAllah. Is Ramadan Shahr Muharram? Ramadan is not Shahr Muharram. Ramadan is not Shahr Muharram. So what are the months? Huh? We have Muharram, we have Rajab, we have what else? We have Dhul Qa'da and Dhul Hijjah. Muharram, Rajab, Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah. These are the 4 sacred months. Ramadan is not a sacred month. A lot of people make mistake. Now, so you have Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, Rajab. Remember them. Remember the sacred months. These are the sacred months. 4 of them. We have 12 months, lunar calendar months in Islam. There are 12. Amongst them are 4, which are sacred. Their sanctity, you know, it goes higher than the other months. Rajab, Muharram, Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah. 4. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that in this first section. And Allah Azza wa Jalla also talks about an-nasi'. Innama an-nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufr. What's an-nasi'? This is something, a practice that they used to do in Jahiliyyah. They used to do in Jahiliyyah this practice where, you know, they would, because if they had, let's say, Muharram, because they know Muharram is a month of which is sacred, so sometimes they would make it a month before or a month after. You know, they will move it ahead or they will move it back. So they call it Nasi. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, no, this practice is kufr. The sacred months are sacred months. These are the sacred months, Muharram, Rajab, Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah. But in Jahiliyyah, they used to play with these months. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions that in the Quran, in this first section. In the second section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the second section starts from 38 to 122. The second section of Surah At-Tawbah starts from verse number 38 to verse number 122. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks again about the hypocrites and the, subhanAllah, the attributes of the hypocrites. The attributes of the hypocrites. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the same section talks about a tawbah to with regard to those who did not, right, who chose not to go and join the Muslims in the battle. You know, the very well-known story about those 3 companions, right, who stayed back and they did not go. In Ghazwat Tabuk, they stayed back. And then The Prophet Muhammad was so angry at them, was really upset at them, and then he ordered them to he ordered the Sahaba to they ordered them to be isolated from the mosque and from the masjid and from the Sahaba, not to talk to them. Even their wives, they had to, subhanAllah, stay away from their wives. And for 40 days, imagine, for 40 days, nobody was to talk to them. Nobody, not even salam, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the ayah. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. And with regard to those three who stayed back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the ayah that, you know, for their, that He has accepted their repentance. Right? Their repentance. So this is also mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah in verse number two, in section number two. Also in the same section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Masjid Dirar. What's Masjid Dirar, sisters and brothers? What is Masjid Dirar? And what is masjid? It has a relationship with some another masjid. It has a relationship with this masjid called Masjid what? The very first mosque that was built. The very first mosque that was founded in Islam. The very first mosque that was founded in Islam is called Masjid Quba, right? Quba. Before Masjid Quba, there was this masjid that was actually established by the hypocrites. It's called Masjid Dirar. Masjid Dirar. So Jibreel revealed to the Prophet Muhammad that these hypocrites, they build this masjid, you know, so that they can plot things against Islam. So the Prophet Muhammad ordered the Sahaba to go and destroy that masjid. It's called Masjid Dirar. Right? Masjid Dirar. So then after that masjid was destroyed, then the Prophet Muhammad established or founded the very first masjid in Medina. Yes, Masjid Quba. Allah Azza wa Jalla, with regard to Masjid Quba, la masjidun usisa ala taqwa, a masjid that was built upon piety. So that was the first masjid, and this story is mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah in section number two. With regard to last section, section number three, it starts from 123 to 129. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that section keeps talking about the continuation of jihad, continuation of struggling towards the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the very end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the barakah of the Prophet Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. He talks about the blessings of the coming of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, when he says in the very last verse, لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. So the last section starts from, you know, 123 to the very end. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, again, you know, continuation to struggle of the cause of Allah azza wa jal, plus talking about the blessings of the coming of the Prophet Muhammad. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. A prophet has been sent out to you. He has come to you from أَنفُسِكُمْ, from yourselves, from your own tribes, from your own people. He has come to you. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا حَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He is with the believers, he is Ra'uf, he is kind and Rahim, he's merciful towards the believers, subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The coming of the Prophet, you know, he came as a man from his own tribe, and he came with that quality. He is Rahim, he is Ra'uf, he is gentle, he is kind, he is merciful towards the believers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this will bring the end to Surah At-Tawbah. The end of Surah At-Tawbah. As I mentioned, this is Surah At-Tawbah. The Surah is number 9 in the Quran, and it is from the Mi'in. It is over 100 ayah, so it's from the Mi'in, and it is a Madani Surah, and it's also called At-Tawbah. It's called Bara'a, and it's called Al-Fadiha. That, you know, the Surah that exposes and discloses the hypocrites, the non-believers. And the surah is in between Jews 10 and 11, you know, 10 and 11. That's about it, sisters and brothers, with regard to Surah At-Tawbah. Inshallah ta'ala, we will meet not tomorrow, Sunday, but on Monday, you know, for another episode, inshallah ta'ala, talking about the the next surah, inshallah ta'ala. This is Tafsir Bites, session number 16. Those of you who just came in, we're done. You can always go back and watch the session. This is Tafsir, you know, sessions. You know, it's called, that's why it's called Tafsir Bites. Not long, you know, kind of short and sweet. And it's not deep, deep, you know, deep Tafsir, but definitely we talk about the core of it. Jazakum Allah khair. And I hope it's it will be really beneficial to all of you, so that when you pray, you will get, inshallah, when you hear next time Surah At-Tawbah, you know what the Surah talks about. You will understand what the Surah talks about, and you will understand what it is, Madani Surah or Mekki Surah, and you will also understand the reasons why the Surah was revealed. Right? You will understand the reason why this Surah was revealed. May Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. I will see you later on, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, for the homemade happiness. Oh yes, you don't want to miss that one. Homemade happiness session, or episode number 3. That is, inshallah, at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, inshallah ta'ala. Alrighty. Jazakum Allah khair, brothers and sisters. Facebook, thank you so much. We'll see you, inshallah ta'ala, later on. Jazakum Allah khair. Instagram, thank you so much for joining. May Allah bless you. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.